This episode of the AM Archives contains violence and murder. Listener discretion is advised.
He's gonna be okay.
Alex?
Jackson. He's gonna be fine. Mags too. They're tough.
You just met Jackson today.
I got a vibe about him. A tough... Look, I'm mostly just trying to make you feel better here. You could just play along.
What about us? Do we have a tough vibe?
We've been in worse situations than this, and we came out the other side. Plus, we still have time to call Caleb and get him over here to defend us if we need to.
We might be better off calling his sister. Owen says he saw her lifting and dropping the Milky Way vending machine to get a free candy.
No shit. They're gonna be okay, though. Mags and Jackson.
I just can't get Andrea out of my head. That was so brutal. I've never... Helen is so full of rage. I honestly don't know what else she could be capable of. Was she like that when you were on Tier 5?
I don't remember much.
But she remembered you. Owen said that the two of you talked back in the medbay.
I mean, she mostly threatened me and gave me a panic attack.
Mark.
Yeah, she remembered. Look, back when we were... When I was... We were kind of in it together. Neither of us wanted to be on Tier 5, so... I don't know. With the doctors, though, or with Wadsworth, she was manipulative, I guess. Scary good at it. What she did to Dr. Sharp was real bad, but it doesn't surprise me. Does that answer your question?
I think so. Thank you. We're not done with our other conversation, by the way.
Yeah. I'm gonna go check on Sam and Oliver.
Mark. Talk to me. I promise I won't be angry.
You're already angry.
I promise I won't yell again. Why did you do it? Please.
You know how I'm back early?
I had picked up on that, yes.
Right. So, I was on the road, just hanging around a bunch of people who didn't know who I was or that I had disappeared off the face of the earth for a few years or any of this AM atypical stuff. It was great. And then, a week ago, the band was playing a show. It was a normal show and nothing crazy happened except the show they were playing was a 10-minute drive from Mom and Dad's house.
Oh.
And I was thinking, hey, these last few months have been great. I'm doing great. Maybe this is the moment, you know? Maybe this is how I make my grand re-entry into their lives.
Ugh, Mark.
Ah, I see you know how this story goes. Top-notch fainting performance from Mom, and to Dad's credit, he didn't grab that weird Korean War Smith & Wesson off the wall, but still, the first question that they asked me was, did they fix you?
Christ.
I don't remember how I responded. I just kept thinking, all this time, and I went through so much, and now I'm back, and all they want to know is if I'm fixed. I didn't even quit my job. Not officially. I left, and I came straight here and walked back into those AM restraints, and I let them try to fix me.
There's nothing to fix.
Sometimes I'm not so sure about that.
Mark. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
But you can't keep doing this. Getting upset and just reacting. I'm here to talk, you know? You're not alone. I love you.
I love you too, Joni. Shit, Alex.
Grab that blanket, here.
How long was that since the last flare-up? 5 minutes?
I'm going to get the fire extinguisher.
From Luminary Media, you're listening to the AM Archives. This is episode 14, Bad Blood, by Caitlin Schneiderhan.
Acknowledging is that the prevalence of smart devices not only creates an amazing opportunity for government surveillance, which I can guarantee you is absolutely happening, but the continued electronic frequencies flowing through our homes and workplaces are causing massive medical issues on our basic biochemical level, the repercussions of which we won't see, much less understand, for decades yet.
How's it coming, Oliver?
Well, it would be better if I wasn't crammed into an ICU bathroom.
Great, thank you. You can go back to complaining about Siri now.
Well, yeah, that's just the thing. It's not just Siri.
Okay, so if Jackson's estimates were accurate, he and Mag should be arriving at the security room right about now.
Correct.
And then Jackson has to find the ship in him and recollect Mags from the security room, which means that they should be back here in 15 minutes or so on the outside.
Barring any unforeseen circumstances.
Meaning Helen.
Meaning Helen.
How's it coming, Oliver?
You just asked me that. And for God's sake, please stop hovering.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
If you block the centrifuge one more time, I will bar you from this lab.
You should back up, Sam.
That goes double for you, Agent Green.
It's Director Green, actually.
Oh my God.
I really don't care.
Can we help you at all?
The only person currently helping me is the sullen man with the trial serum running through his system. And that is only because he has yet to explode or melt, which is giving me faith in these notes. Now, please, you're in my way.
We're moving. We're moving.
Thank you.
Why do you think Mark did it?
I gave up on understanding anyone in that family a long time ago.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Look. Owen, never mind.
Might as well spit it out, Sam. We could die any second.
Just what you said about thinking you'd never be ready to move on. From Joan.
Yes, thank you, I remember.
I understand. A little bit. How that feels. I mean, I shut myself up in my house for years because I thought I couldn't... I wouldn't ever move on from what happened to my family. And then Mark left, and even though I knew it was what was best for him, it still... Look, I know I'm not really a relationship advice person because the only person I've ever been in a relationship with turned himself into a medical guinea pig and won't tell me why.
No disrespect meant, Sam, but what's your point?
It's... I love my parents. And I'll always love them. And I'll always love Mark, but that's not the only love I'll ever have in my life. It'll find me again. I mean, it has. Maybe not entirely, but I'm still figuring it out. But I don't know. I have hope. And I'm trying to let myself have it. I'm trying to believe that I deserve it, I guess. And you deserve it too.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really...
No!
God!
What was that?
That is what will continue to happen if the two of you don't pack in this insufferable conversation and let me concentrate! Oh, I've shared labs with amphetamine-dosed chimpanzees who were less irritating.
You... What?
I wouldn't ask.
Hey, could you keep it down in here?
Ask the guy with all the chemicals. He's the one trying to blow us all up.
Every time there's a loud noise, I see Alex twitch. God, I hope Joan finds that fire extinguisher soon.
What fire extinguisher?
She said she was looking for one in the closet just outside.
But the fire extinguisher is already used up. Mags emptied it on Alex's first few flare-ups.
She did?
It's right over there. Under the bed.
Joan must not have known.
Mags told her when she got here.
So if she didn't go after the fire extinguisher, then where did she go?
I've got one or two ideas.
Hello, Helen.
Dr. Bright! I am so, so glad you could make it. I was starting to think you were blowing me off.
I'm here now?
That's good. Because otherwise, it would have been extremely rude of you. You must have found my present. The one I left outside the medbay?
I saw what you did to Andrea, yes.
Messy. Right?
Messy? You killed her.
I know. But I had to, Dr. Bright.
She wouldn't have hurt you.
Don't lie to me. I am sick of people in this place telling me that they're on my side.
Helen, please.
The only person on my side is me.
I want to help you.
No, you don't. You want to help your friends.
Woo! Whoa. Oopsies!
You're draining yourself. You can't keep this up. I think I'm doing just fine.
You're wrong, Helen. I do want to help you.
Doesn't matter.
It does. I know. I know what the AM did to you. I know how they locked you away. How Wadsworth lied to you for so long. I know about it all.
Oh, your time traveler friend's been talking, huh?
This is a very broken institution, but we're working on making it better. And that starts... It starts with you. It starts with treating you better than you've been treated in the past. You didn't deserve any of that. What you did back in Texas, that was an accident. All atypicals have accidents when they're first coming into their abilities. Why would you be any different? Helen?
How did you know to look for me down here? 5 floors of this place and you find me down here. Was it the first place you checked?
It was.
How did you know? That I'd come back down to Tier 5 after none of you showed up?
I thought you might be seeking comfort, familiarity, and Tier 5 is the closest place you have to a comfortable, familiar sanctuary in the AM.
That is some top-shelf therapizing.
It's what I do. You're still my patient, Helen. I'm here to help you. I want to help you.
Even if helping me involves making a call, demanding that Annabelle Wadsworth turns herself over to me?
Even if that's the case, yes. Provided that you let the rest of the people in this building go free. They haven't done anything to you, Helen. Their only crimes are that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Many of them are even atypical, like you. Don't make them suffer for the AM's mistakes.
Fine. Everyone atypical can leave. After you make a call to Wadsworth.
And Director Green?
He stays. So do you.
Deal.
anything?
Coast is clear.
Oh, thank God. I need to sit down. Your whole human bullet train thing is a lot.
Yeah. Max?
Yeah, yes, I'm scared shitless. I wasn't supposed to be in the middle of things. I'm an office manager. I'm HR.
Yeah, but an office manager for the AM is like being Batman's butler. You're gonna see some action.
Not helping, Jackson.
Sorry. Listen, I wanted to apologize again for making that crack about you being nervous before. It was out of line, and you didn't deserve it. You might be scared, but you're really stepping up to the plate here, and not everyone would agree to put themselves out there like that.
I know. I'm amazing.
Yeah. Don't get an ego or anything.
Oh, we've got power.
Sam was right. Helen can't keep the place on lockdown forever.
Let's hope not. There's your path. Looks like it's clear for now. I'll start to see what I can do about getting the exterior doors open, and maybe we can get the fuck out of here.
Now that's a plan I can get behind.
Then what are you standing around for? I thought you were Action Jackson.
Hey, I never signed off on that nickname. Can I tell you a secret, Max?
If it's a quick one.
I'm scared shitless, too.
You better run fast, then.
Action Jackson, right?
You're okay. Let's start. Let's start at the front. So, bypass the backup generator and pull up the CCTV from camera 12. What? Who the hell is at the front door?
Why would she turn herself over?
She wanted to do it earlier. I just barely talked her out of it.
Well, I'm not sure you did a thorough job.
We have to find her. We have to stop her.
Well, it's a little late to stop her.
Shut up, Oliver! Please.
Okay. We're just going to run through this rationally, step by step.
Step by step.
Joan leaves, and she finds Helen, who gets her to do what?
Call Wadsworth. Get Wadsworth to come back here. That's what she had me do.
Would that work? If Joni was the one to do it?
Director Wadsworth and Joan have a complicated relationship. It has layers.
That doesn't answer my question, Green.
Yes, if Joan called, I believe that Wadsworth would come.
Well, that's good, right? Wadsworth shows up, Helen kills her, we all get to leave. I'm not seeing the downside here.
For God's sake, Oliver.
We have to go after Joan.
Why?
Your rundown of events. It's neat, but it's not guaranteed. I mean, look at Green. Look at Dr. Sharp. I saw Helen kill Wadsworth once before. She was cold, checking an item off her to-do list. Who's to say that Helen won't do the same to Joan the second she gets what she wants?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Are you crazy? We're only barely safe in this room. You can't go out there.
We have to.
No, I don't. I don't and I won't.
No one's fucking asking you to.
Okay, you've got a more important task to focus on.
Jackson and Mags will be back with the ship in any minute now. It's up to you to finish synthesizing the serum from there.
So you're gonna leave me alone in this room with a man who keeps exploding every 5 minutes?
No, we're not.
No.
Mark.
I'm coming with you.
You have to stay here.
Joan is my sister.
You can't.
Bullshit, I can't.
Mark, not to be insensitive, but you're not helpful to us right now.
Okay, Green.
What, because I don't have my ability? You don't have any ability at all. You're not even atypical.
That's not what I meant.
Everybody, please. Mark. You are staying here.
But
Helen is getting weaker, so I can distract her while Green brings her down. He may not be atypical, but he is a fully trained agent of the AM. He knows this building, and he knows how to handle himself in stressful situations.
I can handle myself in stressful situations.
No. You self-destruct in stressful situations, and Joan knows that. If she sees you anywhere near Helen, do you think she'd be thinking about her own safety? The last thing we want is for Joan to get herself hurt or killed because she thinks she's defending you.
So I'm a liability?
No. Yes.
Ooh, ouch.
Please. Watch Alex. Try not to murder Oliver. When we get Joan back, we are going to need that serum. This is how you help right now, Mark. Can you tell me I'm wrong?
If anything happens to her...
I know.
We'll bring her back.
I don't like this. We were supposed to be at dinner right now. I wanted to get Ty.
I like Ty.
Okay. Okay. You should go. Be careful.
We will.
We'll see you soon, Mark. I promise.
I hate Thai food.
Shut up, Oliver.
I'm just saying, don't take me for Thai.
Max?
Yeah.
Med bay was still clear. I found the compound in the mini fridge, labeled and everything. Everything okay in here? No sign of Helen?
Nope.
What's that noise? Is that coming from the security cameras?
Yep. The one at the front entrance. We have a visitor.
Hello?
Who is that? Did you see their face?
I did.
Are you going to open up, or am I going to have to break down this door?
Jackson Crawford, meet Annabelle Wadsworth. You don't need that scalpel, you know. I'm here with you now. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, this is not about you, Dr. Bright. It's protection. In case any of your friends come looking for you. Do you think they'll be keen on making lots of hasty moves if they see something pointy at your throat?
I suppose I can't fault your logic. Can I ask you a question?
Isn't that your job?
What will you do with Wadsworth when she arrives?
Are you sure you want the answer to that?
Indulge me. Will you torture her, suffocate her, stop her heart? What did you have in mind for her?
I want to look at her. I want her to look at me.
Why is that?
I want to see how she's been doing these last few months since she left me to rot on Tier 5 and erased me from the AM's records. I hear she's been doing well.
And you want her to see you too?
Yes. I want her to know that even though she tried everything she could to break me, I was still able to take down the organization she built up for so many years. Despite everything, I'm still here and I can tear her world open!
Please be careful with the scalpel, Helen.
Oh gosh, I'm getting a little carried away. You shouldn't get me excited like that.
I will strive not to. Would you mind putting the scalpel down just for a moment?
Oh, you're bleeding.
It's just a nick.
Here.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a personal question? Even if I'm still your patient?
I am at your disposal.
You don't like Ellie either. Why not?
I believe you know my brother, Mark.
Ah, it's all starting to make sense. Ah, looks like the cavalry is coming.
Helen.
Samantha.
I'm not going to hurt you, but you need to let Joan go. We can work this out together.
What is with you people trying to reason with me? I think I've made it pretty clear that I can't be reasoned with.
I don't believe that. But not everyone is going to give you a chance, Helen. You need to trust me.
You're starting to bore me, Samantha. Woohoo! I've never used that one on a time traveler before. She's on a different frequency when she travels.
Do you need to sit down? I could get you some water.
You sound like Ellie back at the beginning, my friend. I bet Sam thinks you're her friend too.
I am.
Okay, doctor.
We're nearly to Director Green's office. I'll call Wadsworth and she'll show up and you can let everyone leave.
Not you.
Not me. I understand. But everyone else?
Not Sam either.
But you said...
Sam doesn't leave. And if you keep talking when I'm not telling you to talk, you can add Mark to that list too. Do you understand?
I understand.
Sounds like Little Miss Time Traveler isn't the only one out and about.
Helen, shh.
Stay right there.
God, don't.
Hush, Dr. Bright. Don't be dramatic. I'm not hurting you. I just need you to be still.
Believe it or not, paralyzing my legs is hurting me.
That's better. What do you want to bet that good old Agent Green is just around this corner? Just waiting to sneak up on me? You want to call for help? Oh, that's right, you can't. Let me give it a try.
Owen! Owen, help me! Help me! She's hurting me!
Jump!
Please, hurry! She's gonna kill me!
God damn it! Too many things at once!
Owen, it's a trap!
Joan?
Owen? Owen! What did you do?
I solved a problem.
I couldn't just... I thought she was hurting you.
Oh my god, Owen, here. Keep pressure on it and...
You're bleeding.
Ooh, that sounds like a punctured lung. Nasty stuff.
How could you do this?
How could you think I wouldn't? Get up.
No.
Get up. We still have that phone call to make.
Okay, Helen. I hope you're happy with your temper tantrum.
Ellie?
You have my attention. If you want to keep it, we're gonna have to talk. Face to face. I'll be in the foyer for the next 5 minutes. Don't be late.
Green! Oh, green, green, green! I thought I'd overestimated you.
Don't touch him!
I guess I was wrong. Or, right the first time. Yeah, let's just say right the first time. Thank you. That means a lot.
I won't go with you.
I don't need you anymore, Dr. Bright. I got what I wanted. I could stick you, just like I stuck him. Leave you two bleeding all over each other in this hallway.
So why don't you?
Well, I don't want to get predictable. And you trusted me when nobody else did. Even though you shouldn't have. I remember when I lost my mind. It's catchy. Hope I don't see you around, Dr. Bright.
Owen!
The AM Archives is brought to you by Luminary Media and is a production of Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Octavia Bray, and Caitlin Schneiderhan. This episode was written by Caitlin Schneiderhan. In it, you heard the voices of Julia Morozawa as Dr. Bright, Ian McEwan as Agent Green, Lauren Shippen as Sam, Alex Marshall Brown as Wadsworth, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Dion Earl as Jackson, Bryce Charles as Mags, Christian Brune as Oliver Ritz, and Helen Highfield as Helen. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The AM Archives is produced by Lauren Shippen, Jordan Cope, Brigham Snow, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.